home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
Life happens, and having a primary care provider you trust can make all the difference. IU Health Primary Care in Frankfort welcomes two new family medicine physicians, Dr. Yang Yang Wong
or Dr. Paola Castellanos,
now accepting new patients. Whether you need an annual checkup, preventive care, help managing a chronic condition, or care when you're sick, our team is here for you and your family when you need it. Schedule your appointment today. Call 765-448-7500. IU Health Primary Care. Expert care. Close to home.
Summer's here. Let's get to work. Whether you're hauling tools or bags of feed, tackling landscaping projects, or cleaning up around the property, TC Trailers has the trailer you need. Check out their lineup of quality steel dump trailers, utility trailers, and landscape trailers, built tough to handle the job. Stop by TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or visit tc-trailers.com. Get her dumped with a quality steel trailer from TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Looking for more ways to save money? Aren't we all? Jenny here. Shop your local Big Deals online store. You'll find gift certificates to all kinds of local businesses, places where you already shop, restaurants you already love, and great local entertainment. The best part? All of these gift certificates are on sale at discounted prices. Get them for yourself or buy them as a gift. Shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Health, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com and your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Side and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Man Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
And thank you for joining us for Party Line here on WILO and Boone's Best All 102.7. Always good to have you along. Always good to have guests in studio as well. And I like it when the seat turns and in and out. And here we go again with Dr. Matt Rhoda, Community Schools of Frankfort Superintendent.
I know.
Great to be here.
Yeah, we have a great time. Great conversation. So
yeah,
always informative. So informative. It's almost scary. Okay, let's go down the list. I mean, I watched the school board meeting, and for anybody who doesn't pay attention, Frankfort Community School Board meetings are live on Facebook Live, but they're also archived, so you can go back and watch them when you want to. So you want to know what the school's up to. You guys do a great job of breaking it down to layman's terms, I guess, for lack of a better way to put it, for everybody. And I know, you know, people can come in and they can sit and they can observe and watch in person or watch on Facebook Live or do like I did and go back and watch it after the fact, because I had to watch the game last night. Sorry.
That's okay.
So I had to watch it after the Fever game. But you guys do a really good job of being extremely transparent.
Right.
And in this day and age, everybody's, that's what we need. We need for our school systems and for our governments and everything to be transparent. But you guys do an amazing job of it.
Well, we err on that side of transparency. And I think sometimes, you know, no good deed goes unpunished. So sometimes we'd rather end up on, you know, just put everything out there and make sure that the public knows what we're doing. That's why I read through. There is a document that the board approved last night that all of our contracted employees. Well, we did that in the July board meeting, but I just wanted to read off the changes in this one, because it's paying people contracted salaries that come out of the education fund. And right now, after COVID, that's kind of been it's been hard to get some of these specialized special ed school psychologists, speech language pathologists. So if anyone is out there that wants to go to school and have a job right when they get out and kind of name your price, that be a speech and language pathologist or a school psychologist, because that's kind of a hot item to be able to try to find them. But that's why that transparency is there, of just reading all those off. I could have just asked for the approval for it. The board can see it, but the public couldn't see. So I wanted to make sure I shared that for the public end of it too.
Well, and while you're talking about staffing, let's jump to that one while you're on the subject. How is staffing for all the schools? Because I know you were approving staffing in all the different entities of the community schools of Frankfort. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, we are essentially fully staffed. We just hired on an auto teacher yesterday. So we're fortunate that Kyler Hancock, he owns his own automobile business, and he's going to come in 4 days a week and teach our kids for four class periods during the day. So we're very blessed to be able to get him. Our former auto teacher took a job with another school district. So we have that auto filled. So we've got a lot of kids who, you know, are our juniors and seniors who need to be able to take that. So that's filled. Our special ed, we've got some special ed openings at our high school and at elementary school. And we are looking to try to get those filled at this time. So we had some teachers resign. There were contracted teachers resign right before the school year started. And again, special ed teachers for any school district, not just Frankfort, very difficult to find, and find good ones. And so are relying on contracted special ed teachers at this point, because a lot of people are already employed in other school districts. So we're very fortunate that those are the really the only positions that we need to get filled at this time. So the principals have done a great job of filling them, and working hard to get teachers in classrooms for kids on the first day of school.
Dr. Matt Rhoda is the Community Schools of Frankfort Superintendent. Did you ever think, looking back, how many years have you been in education now?
Gosh, I started in 96, so 30 years.
Did you ever think that we would see a day where we would have a teacher shortage, or, you know, maybe, I mean, because I remember, you know, being a teacher.
Right.
So many people went to school, wanted to be teachers, and now here we are. Well, we need this and we need this. It's surprising to me. I didn't see that coming. Let me say that.
Right. I mean, when I was first interviewing for physical education jobs way back in 1996, not just physical education, but elementary, every teaching job, as you said, Cindy, it was hard to be able to get into school districts because so many people were applying. But yeah, that's where we are. And we're fortunate to have who we have. And I'm sure the other superintendents in the area and in the state would say the same thing. We're fortunate to be able to get people. I think the rural districts are hit the hardest, especially those. We're fortunate here, we're rural, but we're very close to Indianapolis and Lafayette and Kokomo, so we're very close to a lot of areas, so we're fortunate. But the rural areas are hit the hardest as far as trying to get people, and so they have to revert to having, you know, science teachers and math teachers be virtual and put a para in the classroom and have the classroom taught by a virtual teacher. So we're fortunate we're not there. But yeah, I never would have thought that we would be at this point. It's too bad.
Times change.
It is. Yes.
Do you think when I hear that and when I see and talk to different kids that have gone into education and then gotten back out, it seems like part of it's salary. A lot of it is the cost of schooling versus the salary.
Right.
Because it takes them a lifetime to be able to pay off the schooling just to be able to do what they thought they would love to do. And then the other side of it is the different family dynamic in the kids and how that's all changed. And even though teachers are getting great support from their administration and everything, that maybe they're not getting the community support. And I see a lot of kids dropping out that started teaching and dropped out of teaching just because of that.
Well, I think you first know that you get into it. It's you don't get into it for the money, but it sure is nice to have a schedule where you've got breaks throughout the year where you can, especially if you're going to have a family and have kids, it's a great schedule to be able to raise a family on. But certainly it's one that you need a couple different incomes in addition to it. And to be able to pay things off loan forgiveness. When you're in a school district with high poverty, you don't have to go through the whole loan. You can get that paid off after so many payments. And in school, really, our counselors do a great job of trying to find, we've got a lot of scholarships available for kids. So those are out there too to reduce the cost. And I think that's why, not just for education, but for other things, we've got the Indiana College Corps. So you get if you are in the Indiana College Corps, by the time you get finished with high school, you've got a year paid for, so that helps defray the cost, especially if you're going to go into education. So you only have 3 years of college that you're having to pay for, get a loan for when you get out. So, but yes, some you get into it depending on where you go and what kind of support you have from principals and administration. Some do not last very long in it, and because you're working with a diverse group of kids. And kids can read people more than adults can read people. And I think you've got to go in and be on your A game each and every day for 180 days. So it's not for everyone. But those who are in it and stay in it have had a lot of support, have had a lot of teacher support. So we do our best to really try to wrap ourselves around our new teachers and staff and give them the professional development and the support they need. Not just the content area support, but the emotional support, because it does take that too. But we still have people who just say that I just can't do it anymore. And I would think that would be every profession, but certainly in this one, that happens. And yes, the pay is not the highest, but you also get into education not because of the pay.
Very much so. Let's talk football.
Okay.
First
Yay.
Football game is this Friday night on, and we're actually going to be carrying it on the radio, Frankfort versus Clinton Central. But you guys are working on rebuilding
right.
everything from
yes.
literally from the ground up.
From the ground up, from the fields, with the turf fields coming in that will have in place next fall. So next football season should be the first season to have turf football field and new track. So that's the ground up. And then having a new, you know, with Coach Andy Dudley taking over as the football coach too, along with a football staff of a lot of men who have coached at the high school before at different time frames and with different coaches. And they are, and they've got kids in the weight room. Not only, and I know the girls too, we had 70 or 80 girls in the weight room. I know that we're talking football, but just that's the weight room really is the payoff for all sports. And so,
sure.
But especially football. So that payoff, I'm not sure if we'll see that this year yet, but it will pay off. So it's going to, we look at it as a long-term investment. So with Andy coming in with all of the coaches beside him that know with how to teach kids to play football and getting them in the weight room and getting them excited about playing sports and playing together as a team, we're hopeful that here each year we'll continue to get better and better and at a point really be hopefully be able to dominate our conference and dominate the area. But it takes a little bit at a time.
Yeah, definitely. And I know you're looking at rebuilding what they used to have years ago, because I remember my brothers played in the youth football league.
Yeah, very much so.
That they had. So you guys are beginning to work on that and bring that back.
Jeff Irwin, our new AD, has started our Frankfort Youth Sport Program. And you got to kind of start small with that. So he's starting with football. When I left our July 28th board meeting, they had their first football practice for fifth and sixth grade kids, actually even younger, third and fourth. Parents were out there watching. Coaches were out there. Kids were in their stations with drills. I mean, it's just a beautiful thing to see. Just to see kids engaged.
Little kids with helmets on.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like their little bobbleheads. It's so cute.
Yeah, it's neat to see. So that's the key to it all. If you don't have a feeder program that starts in your elementary school and that's in line with what the high school is doing, you don't have a good high school program. And so Jeff recognized that, knew that we've got to get this started. There's always been somewhat of a football program, and I think at one time it was running systematically, but it hasn't been for a long time, and he's starting that up again. And he knows how to do that, and that was one of the expertise that we were looking for with a new AD who can come in and have the know-how to start a youth sport program. So we took our middle school AD. He's still our middle school AD, but we're calling him an assistant high school AD because in addition to the middle school, he's also responsible for overseeing this youth sport program. But Jeff has been the main driver of it right now because he knows how it needs to be started, and there's a lot to it to get it started up. But yep, the feeder program is key to any successful program.
Well, and to play sports, you got to have, this is a great segue, you got to have that physical,
right?
And you have that nice partnership.
That's a great segue.
That's
kind of awesome. Yeah, that is. Yeah, nice.
So, but you guys have a unique partnership with Meridian Health that not only offers those sports physicals, but also offers a lot, and it's in-house. So talk a little bit about that partnership.
I think the partnership with Meridian, they were at the board meeting last night. I think they saw, the nurse practitioner saw 91 people in the month of July. That is up from four last July. And a lot of those were physicals, and they were able to see those because they're really trying to, they were worked with the United Way to be out for the backpack giveaway day and offering physicals on that day. We've got a partnership with them, so they're in our former central office on Mash Road, and that's where their offices are, but they also have an office at our high school, so they can see our kids and staff at the high school. They can see all of our kids and staff. We ask that if they're not at the high school that they go to the annex for that. And Dina, who is from Frankfort, she's here 3 days a week. And mainly they've been doing a lot of physicals this summer, but especially July as we get ready to start back up with our fall sport. So that partnership is going to be the third or fourth year, I forget at this time. And it's just been a slow go because they've been trying to they're an industry too, hit by trying to get staff and hire staff. And so now they've got some people in the in Frankfort here. We also share staff with Frankfort with Western, because Western has the same setup in, yeah, in Howard County. And they just, they're wonderful to have as partners. They also provide skill builders for behavioral health in all of our schools. So there are adults who are trained in buildings to be able to go and support kids. And then we've got therapists who go into our schools. And for kids who need that additional mental health support, they've got therapists that go into the school and meet with them. So that behavioral health, as we know, is hugely important. And they supply that part of it. And then the primary care is available, too, for those who have insurance or do not have insurance and everywhere in between.
I know one of the I kind of got struck by the way it was approached, but you talked about your social media and you brought on your expert in all of that. And I love the fact that she brought up the branding of the school,
right,
corporation. And when you hear branding, you don't think about a school.
No.
But that is so necessary in our day and age. And we're seeing it with all the schools. But,
right,
but I mean, even just your little segment where you go into the schools and shoot your videos.
With Roaming with Rhoda and Town Hall.
Those are hysterical, right, by the way.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
They do get people watching. And people engaged, and that's part of social media. So talk about how important that is for schools nowadays.
I think we're in a day and age where we're all competing for kids, and we're competing for staff. And we have to really show and highlight what our district offers and why we're different from others. Different and the same. So, and I tell people all of our county schools are good schools. So we have to, though, show all the positive things, because I think Frankfort has received a bad rap. Some of it is well deserved with our test scores and our sports programs. But as you know, we're turning those around. Our iRead scores, we are no longer fourth in the county. We are third. We beat Rossville out this year. So, and nobody else has the Hispanic population that we take kids who sometimes come to school, do not know English at all, and they're reading at and above grade level by third grade. That's a testament to our systems and teachers. But we've got to brand all that because people don't know that. People, yeah, know what the perceptions are. And so what the branding does is hopefully over time, just like the football program, hopefully over time that just changes perceptions that we've got a quality school system that takes care of kids. And if you come and you leave Frankfort schools, you're going to be set for really a great future. But we have to put that out there in social media, because that's where everybody is watching it. And as Maddie shared last night, our 25 and up are watching it on Facebook, and our 18 to 25-year-olds on Instagram. And so when we post things on Instagram, it's mainly that 18 to 25 population that it's reaching.
Sometimes you have to toot your own horn. I mean,
you do.
Yeah,
we do. We have to toot our own horn and share. All schools do have to show the great things that are happening in the building, because just one bad thing that comes out, then that's what sticks instead of all the 100 positive things that were shared previously. So we've got to just keep branding our hot dog image and what we do at our elementary, middle, and high schools for kids.
Well, and those age groups are a good focal point, because those are the ones that are maybe coming in looking for a job, for one. For two, they're looking at where do we want to settle down for, where there's a good school, because we're starting a family.
That's right.
Or we have the young kids and, you know, we're looking for a place to get them started. So I mean, that's where you want to focus. And then hopefully you get the older ones that come on along to maybe be a support system as things grow.
Well, and I think you bring that up, Melissa, and I shared this in a public meeting yesterday. Fortunate to be able to the mayor's asked that I sit in on the steering committee along with a lot of other people in the community. And I shared at that meeting that, you know, Frankfort has an identity crisis, and that identity is that don't expect to have great things, to have good things in place. And so we've got to really work at not just at Frank, you know, community schools at Frankfurt, the whole Frankfurt, that we have to expect great things. So let's put goals to get there. And how do we all, because it's a community and shared with people there, and other people shared the same thing. What's beautiful about this community is there's so many entities that are willing to help and pitch in. And now we've got to get all of those working to be able to get just good housing. How do we get more housing and flip homes to make housing nicer? We deserve that here, and we deserve the amenities here. And so I think, but we also don't want to share, and this gets shared, when if you get move into the community schools of Frankfurt, you don't want your kids going there because they're failing schools, and that gets told to people. Mm-hmm. And I know it gets told to people. So we have to change that image by the branding. But we also, we've got all four school districts are great school districts here. And so let's be positive about all of them. And if you move into the community schools of Frankfurt, you're going to be taken care of, just like if you move into the other school districts, you're going to be taken care of. So that's important, because we're all, what's good for all of our school districts is good for the whole Clinton County.
Well, and I think a lot of people don't realize, I mean, of course, you have all the core educational things, but I think a lot of people look at Frankfurt and they don't think of Frankfurt having vocational, but you do have vocational. And partnerships with Ivy Tech, you and the other schools have the Wildcat District. There's a lot there that people don't realize, and I don't think they associate Frankfurt with all of that.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, we're the leader in all the pathways that we offer to kids, and you know, with 24 different pathways that we offer in vocational. So, and then with the college core, and then for the group of kids who have an associate's degree by the end, there's a lot that have been put in place that we have to just keep putting out there with social media. And that's why I never miss an opportunity to come on your show, because I appreciate you guys having me, because I think we just have to keep putting out the positive Frankfurt story, that while we will be the first to admit that we're failing with our academics and our sports, we are doing things to turn that around. We're addressing the elephant in the room, and we're making changes to make things better. And they are spinning around. The academics are spinning around. The sports is moving in a good direction. But all of those things take time.
Mm-hmm. I do want to talk about all the buildings and everything, and of course, you know, the updates and everything. But while we're on vocational, the building trades just started their new house.
They started their new house, and Sandy Miller brought that up last night. You can come through and take a look at that. I believe in the Meadowbrook subdivision.
Yeah.
And
this one that's starting from the ground up?
Yep, they're all ground up. Mm-hmm. Yep, they're all ground up. Well, I guess not they're all ground up, because there was one that was off of Clinton a couple of years ago.
A flip kind of thing?
It was
a remodel.
Either one is great. Yeah.
And honestly, I don't think it hurts for the kids to learn how to do a remodel, mm-hmm. too.
And it is such a popular program for kids. And boys and girls. I mean, we've got have girls enrolled in it too. I mean, it's more populated by boys, but
now
girls
isn't
too.
That still a collaborative one where the kids from the other schools
come? All school districts. All school districts are represented. Actually, I think last year Prairie may have had more proportionally more kids in it than Frankfurt. Frankfurt usually, because we're the larger district, have more in it. But I think last year Prairie may have had more. So all four school districts have the opportunity to take part in it. And Darren Longenecker is the teacher for the program. And they just do a great job of building houses. But there's always a pinch at the end of the year to try to get all of that done. And so they've got a really great board. They do not run off of our board, even though the Wildcat Creek oversees it. They have their own building trades construction board, and it's a self-sufficient program. They get the money in from selling the house, and then they use that money to both buy the new one and build it, and then sell it again. So repeat, rinse and repeat, and it really works well. And that's been going on for a long time.
How many programs you guys formed the Wildcat District for all of you together, but
right.
How many programs do you offer right now where kids can come from the other schools, you know, whether it's based out of Central or whether it's based out of Prairie or Rossville or Frankfort. I mean, do you know offhand how many different classes that you guys have?
I think at the between the downtown Wildcat Creek Career Center and no longer going to call it Ivy Tech. So just so you know.
Right.
And the EMS, I think we're close to 150 kids who are through there daily.
Wow.
And that's up from about 110 maybe a year or two ago. So that's growing. Now, and the others, it's more one-off. I think if there's something that, like, we don't offer ag, so we've had some kids go to Prairie and Central for ag. Some of them come to our Frankfort High School for auto. So it just depends. If they don't offer it, any kid can go to any school district and be able to pick up a class they want to.
Do you still see several of the kids, and I don't want to say most, but so I don't know how to ask the question appropriately, still thinking college next, or do you see now a bigger growth in the trades?
Well, I think that what hopefully we're showing is that you can take a trades class and still go to college. For example,
absolutely.
Biotech, I guess that you don't think of that as a trade, but it's training kids to be an operational manager or be able to get on at Lilly in operations. So it is a trade, but they take that and they go on. A lot of kids who go through that go on to college. You can take a building trades and still go to Purdue for building trades management.
Absolutely.
So I think what we want to convey is that even though you're taking a trades class, you still can be on track. This sets you up for college. Now you might have a certification because you got that during high school. And when you do go to college and have that degree, now you've got a degree and you got some certifications that you picked up from high school.
Yeah.
Or you do not go to college and you get into the trades and then you go to college. It provides a rich experience and opportunities for kids.
Let's talk about, 'cause I know we're pushing the clock already.
Okay.
Yeah. And I know you have stuff that you need to get around to do. Middle school project, mm-hmm. Give us an update. How's that going?
Middle school, we're really at the point where we're doing a lot of finishing work other than the summer taking out the skylight at the top of the building. Now they're just getting all of that boxed in and now doing the finishing touches on that. So we're still on track to finish up mainly by October, and I think originally it was December, so we're really ahead of schedule, and now it's a finishing work and punch out work. There's things that they've got to go back and, just like a house, go back and fix or update since towards the tail end of construction. So that's where we are in the middle school project. It's really come along in the day and age where parts and things have been difficult to order. Tekton has done a really great job of being able to keep all of their, I think they've got, they've have people who've been on the job and they've worked with before, and they've done a great job of being able to keep things on schedule. So we've been very blessed in that. So we're be finished up hopefully here in October.
Anything on your list that we haven't touched on yet that we want to make sure you have an opportunity to talk about? Was there anything that you...
I think that you guys hit on everything that I have on there. So I appreciate talking about the.
We do have a couple of things happening here this week, though, that we want to invite folks to.
Yeah, we have the Frankfort High School cheerleaders have a car wash on Saturday, August 22nd at 1 o'clock at Schultz's Market. So, and looks like it's also Schultz's Market.
Yeah, 80th anniversary.
So we get to have both of those taking place. So that's our cheerleaders at the high school. And then you probably heard Bob Markham last night talk about donating at Culver's. That's tonight from 5 to 8. So
you know where supper's coming from.
Supper's coming at Culver's, and mm-hmm. Culver's is gracious enough to give back some money, and that goes to our Frankfort Education Foundation. And money that goes into the Frankfort Education Foundation goes to teacher grants and United Way. So that's what the donations will go to tonight. And also part of the Frankfort Education Foundation is the Hall of Fame. So we just finished that event this summer, too, and had a successful outing, both the golf and with our inductees.
So if you're not going to the game, go to Culver's.
Go to Culver's. That's
but if
right.
If you're going to the game, you need to go by the boosters and have pork chops.
That's right. So they have that right before the game. That starts at 6 o'clock. So the boosters are putting on a pre-game tailgating. So if you want some good food before the game,
yeah,
show
pork
up
chops.
At six,
are you
six
kidding
o'clock.
Me for tailgating? I was thinking pork burgers or hamburgers.
How about that?
And they're having pork chops.
Yeah, they're having pork chops. So get some good Culver's, get some pork chops, and get your car washed at Schultz's Market on the 22nd. So
lots going on.
Yeah, lots going on. So appreciate you guys having me.
Always.
On.
It's always good to have you.
As I say, it's great to have you in, and we look forward to it. And
Great to be here.
So. We have a lot of fun.
We do. We appreciate you coming in. Thank
All
you so
right.
much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Have a great rest of your week.
All right. Dr. Matt Rhoda, superintendent of the Community Schools of Frankfort. Shan will be in tomorrow for another edition of Party Line. Thank you for joining us here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.